Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Jetlag Australia, where two teams are competing for control of Australia's 8 regions. Right now, the board looks like this, and the teams are here. My partner Toby and I are on our way to the airport, on our way to Adelaide to steal it from Ben and Adam, who, you may notice, are in a pretty unusual location. Because of a flight mix-up last episode, they were left with no choice but to retreat to Alice Springs in the middle of the outback in order to claim the Northern Territory's welcome bonus. Now their plan is to rack up a huge budget and return tomorrow, the final day, to steal my and Toby's regions. So let's see if it works.
It's gonna be hot. Oh yeah, buddy. Oh baby.
Welcome to the outback.
Welcome, folks, to the outback where
it's so hot
that it's crazy.
But
I tell you what, it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat.
The dry heat.
Who could have expected? Here's what I'll say. Once we put our money down here, that means that there are 7 regions in play. And so if you want to win, you're going to need 4 of them.
That's true. You need 4 to win.
If they're going to Alice now, I think we're in a scenario where it's going to be 7 regions in play. Once we lock up Adelaide, we can essentially just follow them. The bus is picking up in 1 minute, so let's just get on the bus.
Okay, so we were just realizing the best move for Ben and Adam right now. They could leave a dollar. You know, all they'd have to do is leave a dollar in Northern Territory to claim it, and there's no chance we challenge that. That'd be a good strategy.
They might secure themselves Alice Springs.
Do you want to go ahead and put down a dollar and be in control of 4 regions?
Let's just do it. I'll feel good.
Okay. I mean, the truth is, I don't know that we put more than a dollar down here at all.
No.
Because I think it's like the real cost to them is like coming here.
I don't think that they could win the game by coming here. I think that this is kind of a lock for us.
What was your name?
Andrew.
Do you want to say hi?
Hello. Nice to meet you guys. Good luck on the challenges, and I hope you beat that enough.
I appreciate it. We will, in your honor.
Real quick reminder. Toby and I are in the middle of a challenge where we had to go to the National Portrait Gallery and choose a famous person to draw. Our drawing must then be correctly identified by our audience in an online survey. The portrait gallery did not have the recognizable people we expected, like Queen Elizabeth, so we've been forced to go with a less known option.
All right, we've made it to the designated airport drawing location. It's crazy that they have those.
Yes, I'm going to draw. It's not going to be amazing, but I think I can do okay. This is Kathy Freeman winning the 2000 Olympics, like 400 meters. So I'm going to try and draw this with like the Olympic rings, and then I'm going to kind of amalgamate it with this of her carrying the flags. Like,
So I think I reckon we have like 20-something minutes probably to draw.
Okay, I'll try to do a good job of it, but really no guarantees.
Yep.
Ben, welcome to Anzac Hill. It's so hot. Let's take a look at the challenges. I mean, I'll go ahead and say right now, we need to earn a lot of money.
Yeah,
we need to earn big money.
Oh, the bugs.
Collect 100 animal points at Alice Springs Desert Park. This is a 2.5x. Basically, it just involves going to this park and finding a lot of animals. I think it's sort of risky. Send a telegraph at the Northern Territory's oldest telegraph station. So we have to go to the Alice Springs telegraph station, and we have to actually build a device that can communicate in Morse code. Score a bogey on any hole at Alice Springs Golf Club. Now, this is a 3.5x.
A lot of points.
And sense the passage of time. This is a 3x. We have to, without looking at any clocks, wait around for exactly a half hour, 3 minutes, allowance on either side. It's a tight allowance.
Oh.
I've drawn this.
I mean, it looks great.
It's actually better than I thought.
I was skeptical, to be honest, but like that's pretty iconic.
Right. Take a photo of this and post it.
The poll is posted.
I can't wait to see what they say.
We're getting fine.
Here's what I'll say. I think the Telegraph one, with a lot of time investment, we could make almost a guarantee.
Yeah.
I'll also say, I think I could get a bogey.
You do?
I am very bad at golf. But if we have 18 holes to get one bogey, I think the odds are very high that I could do that. And it's a 3.5x.
I played golf once.
Yeah, were you good at it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Check this out. This is Qantas's brand new A220 that's painted in that sort of indigenous design. There's only one of these, and it's such a cool design. I love it. All right, so old schools. There's a good, like, 10 Oscar Pistoriuses. There's also, like, 8 Michael Phelpses. There's 3 Joe Bidens.
Interesting.
But then there's this big block of answers, Usain Bolt. So there's about 100 Usain Bolts. But there's, like, at least 350 or 400 Cathy Freemans. So we got it.
We got it.
We got it. Well, let's validate. Last check. Do we want?
I think usually you can pick it up on okay. That time. Do we want to deposit any more here?
Well, how do you feel?
The strategy would say we don't need it, I think.
Same feelings for me. I think I'm leaning towards just leaving it alone.
All right.
Okay. Here's the thing. If we want to win, right now, I think they are about to go probably to South Australia and take it. That's going to put them with 4 and us with 3. Tomorrow, I think if we want a solid chance of winning, I think we need to be able to claim at least 2 of theirs.
2, ideally 3 of theirs.
If we want to take New South Wales, we need
1,100 something. Brisbane is like 1,340 something.
And it seems like they are going to be leaving the capital territory with not that much.
It's going to cost $1,300 to get out of here.
It's expensive. Like, I think we need round about $4,000 between now and the end of the game. That doesn't mean we have to make it all here or make it all today.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to get started.
I'm sort of a mind that we bet a lot on the Telegraph and we lock that in, nail it. That's our cash builder. And then with the cash we earn from that, we bet big on golf.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at. The desert park, I don't like when stuff's out of our control. What are the only challenges we've failed? The ones that were out of our control.
It's true. It's because we're so good.
But I'm serious.
Oh,
like,
a bug went in my nose.
There's so many bugs.
Bug went in my nose.
I think 600.
$600.
Okay, let's do that.
It is a way down.
Okay, the bus can take us straight to a Bunnings. Supposedly, a bus will come in 8 minutes.
All right, great.
Big win for Alice Springs Transit Network.
Oh, okay. Oof. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right.
All right, Benjamin, we're back at Bunnings.
Back at Bunnings. Look, now we were talking about how exactly we want to build this telegraph. And we essentially think that what we need to do is we need to make a device that's just like a tube that can transport objects.
Yep.
And then we have to have an object that represents a dot, an object that represents a dash, and an object that represents a break. And if we are able to do that, I don't see there being any way to misinterpret that signal.
Nope.
Famous last words, but it should also be pretty easy to build.
Yes.
We just need to get, like, a tube. This could be our...
I do not trust that even a little bit. Stuff's going to get stuck in that. Not a chance.
No, the hole's
literally not a chance.
Small.
Not a single chance in the world.
All right.
No. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. This is
what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's 10 feet?
It's 9 feet and 11, 10 inches.
It's kind of annoying. I guess we could put, like, little extensions on it.
Yeah.
And now we just need to find what we're going to send through.
Yeah.
Look at these rainbow pebbles.
Yeah.
And then we determine, you know, one to be a dot and one to be a dash. All right.
The unfortunate truth is that we have to hike a mile to get there.
You know what? It's fine. We've got our telegraph, and we are going to hike it into the outback. And there, I think we've got this challenge on lock. I think, frankly, the biggest risk is that we die.
Where are they, by the way? Last I checked, they were at the airport, but it seems like they've been there for a long time.
If I were them, I would have taken the 2 p.m. to Adelaide, which we, frankly, don't have a very good grip on right now. But who knows? Who knows where they could be going? Out into the outback. Mate, the bugs, they love my orifices.
See, remember before we were saying that we were doing Dune?
Yeah.
Right? We were going into the desert after a bit of a defeat to cultivate desert power and emerge, you know, victorious. And this, Ben, this is Shai Hulud. This is the desert worm that is going to lead us into victory.
A bug went in my mouth.
We're getting there. I think it's only like 10 minutes left.
Oh. Adam, do you feel like you're accumulating desert power?
I feel like we are accumulating quite a lot of desert power at the moment, Ben.
That's good, because I've eaten like 5 bugs.
Yeah. Wait, have you really eaten them?
I mean, look, they've gone in there. Who knows what happened?
It just sort of doesn't end. Oh, is that it? Maybe.
It's got to be it.
Yep. Now, where is the historic building?
Oh, we could ask at the cafe.
Yeah.
Hello. Okay, so we've been informed that we can't actually film the Telegraph building because it's a heritage site. So go ahead and look up a picture of it. It's pretty cute. Anyway, we're just going to go ahead and do it right outside. Okay, now, Adam.
Okay. Blue will be a dot, and red will be a dash.
Be a dash. And I'm going to take a nice big long pause between each of these things.
Yep. Can't wait.
Tell me when you're ready.
I am ready.
Here we go.
Dot, dot, dash, dot. Okay. You're taking a long pause. I'm going to assume that that means that's a letter. And dot, dot, dash, dot is F. Okay. Dot, dot, I. Dash, dot, N.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk, but the number of flies on my head...
There's so many flies, it's insane.
Oh, it's because I'm not moving that much. Oh, they're going in my ears.
Dash. Dash is an A. Okay, dot, dash. Dot, dot. Dot, dash, dot, dot is L. Ben, is the word final.
Yes, sir, it is. Okay, minor crisis averted.
Okay.
Okay, the one thing that we should say for clarification, the reason why we're not depositing anything here is because we're not allowed to when we're on a connection. It's treated as if we were on one long flight. Very possible we come back here as the next thing to do.
Yeah.
But we're not allowed to leave anything, which is unfortunate, but them's the rules.
It seems that Ben and Adam have managed to get themselves a few coins.
Yeah, a few dollar dues. I think the thing that we need to focus on now is just knowing that they're not going to leave Alice Springs until, at best, tomorrow midday. What is our best strategy to counteract that?
Hi there.
Put your luggage in the back or what?
Yeah, that would be great. I'm just waiting for my friend, but this is hugely helpful.
Fire away. Ask me a question. What do you want to know?
How long have you been living in Alice Springs?
32 years. I came here for a holiday. My wife, happily married at the time, said, "Hey, boss, I need a month's long sentence." I got educated in the pub. And I didn't realize that was going to change my whole life. I have an opinion. You have an opinion. We can agree to disagree. I discovered a thing called resentment. Huh. And what I figured out, it's a story I tell in my book. Yeah. A fully qualified mindfulness course teacher.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well.
You really should have asked for it.
Well, you told me to stop.
Oh, I know, but I thought we were just going to be really boring.
The driver had a lot to tell us about how you can cure cancer with vibrations. A lot of science going on. We're just going to check out the golf course here and see. Hi there.
Would it be possible for us to play a few holes? We don't have a tee time. We tried to call, but...
No.
I have a competition on.
Shoot. Okay.
After 4 o'clock, no problems.
We could wait.
We can wait, yeah.
Okay, great. Can we get some balls for the range? And then we'll rent clubs.
Okay.
All right, let's set it up in the shade. The question is, how much do we bet?
I mean, here's the thing. I think if we really want to get back in the game,
yeah,
we have got to put a pretty sizable bet on this.
I agree. And this is 3.5, so it could be huge money. I am bad at golf, but I have played golf.
I am as good at golf as you would expect.
I think we should do 900.
900.
I mean, I don't know, Ben. I mean, it's a risk. It's obviously a risk.
I just, you know, we're going to have to take a risk now or we're going to have to take a risk later.
I think we have to take the risk now. We have time. We'll take our time. We're going to go to the range. We're going to practice our shots. We're going to go to the putting green. We're going to get prepped. And then just one bogey.
All right. This is a new vehicle for jet lag. Oh, man.
So I can tell you, like, the basics.
Yeah.
Lined up with the ball, both hands. Just make sure you don't. So that was not great. You need to, like, control the club. You need to be in charge of it. Okay. Does that make sense?
I'm in charge of you. Oh, evidently not.
Keep down on it.
Oh, look, that went real far. Look. Let's be honest, I'm not getting this for us.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I'm going to go practice some putting. Because putting is my weak spot. Too little and then too much. That's pretty good.
All right. Adam's just practice, doing some last minute practice before we go. I really cannot articulate the stakes of this to him explicitly because he seems to be frighteningly relaxed about this, which is actually like usually he's freaked out. And so he's actually so relaxed that I'm scared. But I don't want to interrupt this Zen state. You ready?
I'm all set. I got it.
All right. We got this. You want to commence?
This is a huge gamble, but I think that I can do it.
No problem.
The spirit of my father, Todd Chase, is going to flow through me.
Yes.
And I am going to get a bogey.
It's kind of like Star Wars, but a lot whiter. Here we go.
All right, Ben. This first hole is a par 4, but it's a short par 4. It's a great opening opportunity.
Par 4. So that means that we need to get it in 5.
Yes.
To get a bogey, because I know what a bogey is. Where are we trying to hit it?
See the flag up there? I'm just going to not overdo it. Not going to overdo it. I'm lined up.
It's like Wii golf.
That's okay. It's in the sand over there. We're going to hope that we can find that.
Okay. I think we can.
That is not disastrous. Should be somewhere around here, I think. You see anything?
No.
Could really be kind of anywhere around here.
It's right here.
Okay.
It's kind of in this tall grass a little bit, which might be problematic.
It's okay. I'm going to hit like a 6-iron.
6-iron. That's exactly what I would have recommended.
I'm just going to go for it. Stay down on it. Nice clean hit. We can work with that. It's not a super strong hole so far, but we can work with this. Like if we could get this on the green, we could have a shot.
You got it.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Might be too far. No, that's quite good. I'm very pleased with that.
Yeah, good job.
You're on the green, Ben.
Oh, we're on the green.
On the green and three. This is very good. It's a very good start. Now, if I can just get this in two, we'll be all set. I think one thing I really want to do is not overhit this. Okay. Here we go. That's okay. That's not bad.
So if we get it in on this
get
one.
Get it in on this, then this is it.
I mean, it's so close. Just really take your time with this one. There's wind. We might even want to wait for the wind to...
No, no, that's okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah! Let's go!
Oh my God, Ben.
First hole.
First hole.
Couldn't have done it better. Couldn't have done it better. Well done. Our first order of business might be booking a flight the hell out of here.
Yeah. Okay, we want to take the 10:20 to Brisbane.
We're back in it now.
No.
Sam and Toby.
Wow, you should be really afraid, guys.
We are coming for you.
You should be really afraid. All right.
Sam?
Welcome. Oh, were you about to welcome me?
I was just going to say... Big news, big moves are happening.
Oh, but also, welcome to Adelaide. Anyways, we're in Adelaide. Yeah, and I did notice on the tracker, it seems like they've had a fairly successful round of golf.
Oh, yeah, they got really rich all of a sudden.
I did a little bit of Oppo research. Both of their flights out of Alice tomorrow.
Have you seen that they've booked one?
No.
They just spent some of their newfound riches.
I was researching how expensive they were.
They spent $700 a piece, so yeah. A combined $1,400.
It's probably this one. They're probably going to Brisbane then.
Oh.
We're going to Brisbane.
Ben, this rocks so much, it's hard to express.
Okay. Well, it looks like Sam and Toby just landed in Adelaide.
Adelaide? Okay, so they did connect in Melbourne. Can they get out of Adelaide today? Maybe, probably, right? Because if I were him, I would not leave the Adelaide airport. I'd put down $2.
So, anyway, let's get on the bus, see what the challenges are.
All right.
Should we deposit $2? Just for the lulls?
Should we do it now or should we do it in the morning?
I think we should do it now, just for the lulls.
Okay, we can put $2.
All right, I'll send
say hi.
$2 for the lulls. We now control 4 regions. We're now fully in the lead.
This is feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
J-Wong.
All right, well, Adam, we're heading out.
We are.
We really don't have anything left to do today because there's only 2 more challenges here. One of them terrifies us, and the other, the park is going to close. It's also worth noting that it looks like they've just stolen South Australia from us, which was kind of inevitable. We left it as vulnerable as it could be, but...
But again, the key is, we made them go there. So they have to deal, with the inconvenience of getting there. Now they have to deal with the inconvenience of getting out. Because we learned, I mean, maybe they found a good flight, but...
Adelaide is a fucking death trap.
That was what we found.
It's a nice looking downtown.
Wait. I've always wanted to do this. Ben and Adam have been here. It's a jet lag reference.
I know, yeah. I got it.
Anyway, challenges are generated. Let's take a look. All right, first one, it's a 2.5x multiplier. We're going to find 5 different fish in 5 minutes at Port Narlunga Reef.
Good if it wasn't so late in the day.
Yeah, that could be tough. Second one, 2x multiplier, smuggle sugar in the sugar loaf. Similar deal. Third one, master the Dewey Decimal System, 2.5x multiplier.
We can do that.
Maybe if the library is still open. Last one we might be able to do, it's a 2x multiplier, predict a point of beach volleyball. Anyway, let's sit down and...
Closes at 7 p.m. The city library. We can walk there.
Wait. Okay.
The Adelaide City Library. 12-minute walk. Let's start walking.
Okay, we can start walking, but do we even want to do that?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah?
I'm not convinced by the odds.
Let's get to Anzac Hill.
Oh,
keep going. I saw a cool lizard.
Hello, lizard.
You're molting. Good job. Okay.
Hey, Ben, maybe this is crazy, but I feel like I might have an idea of how to do the wait 30 minutes thing. Listen to me walking right now. It's like pretty consistent, right? Let me cook on it. Let me cook here.
This challenge actually is easy because you only have to go to the alphabetical author's name. Like, there's nothing more to it.
Couldn't it be in multiple different sections?
It'll be in the fiction section, I guess.
But what if there's, like, specifically, like, an Australian fiction section, considering it's a famous Australian book, and we only have 3 minutes?
Why is it 3 minutes? That's
Because that's the challenge.
Master the Dewey Decimal System. Visit any local library. From the moment you step foot inside, you have 3 minutes to find a copy of the famous Australian novel Picnic at Hanging Rock by Joan Lindsay. You may do general research about the Dewey Decimal System or the book, but not about the library itself.
It sounds like you want to attempt this.
Yeah?
So do you know where we would go?
No, I've never been here before, but we just need to go to L for Lindsay.
I mean, how much would you want to put down?
What are you comfortable with?
I mean, up to you. I'd be comfortable going up to 250.
How are this when you said? I thought we'd walk up like 5 stairs, 15 flights of stairs.
Okay.
I just don't want to get out of my rhythm.
Yeah. Okay, hello. So on our way back to Anzac Hill, we realized, or Adam realized at least, that he was walking in a very rhythmic pattern. And we realized that a really good way to do the time travel challenge would be by timing steps.
Sense the passage of time. Start a timer. Both teammates may not look at any clocks or timers until you stop this timer. You may not consult any regularly scheduled thing to use as a makeshift clock. You succeed if you stop this timer within 3 minutes of the 30-minute mark.
So I have a very consistent gait. So I walked for a little bit, counted my steps, timed it, did the math. I walk 1.84 steps a second. So 5 minutes, that would be 553 steps. I just walked 553 steps. I stopped a timer at 5 minutes and 1 second.
Pretty good.
That was like almost no margin for error. We have a 10% margin for error.
Yeah. We're pretty flush right now with cash. We need more of it. How much do you want to put down on it? Yeah? It's time to put your money or your mouth is.
I want to put down at least 1,000.
At least 1,000?
I'm going to nail this. I'm going to crush this bet.
Okay.
I honestly, I would feel comfortable betting like 1,500 on it.
Oh my God. Let's put $1,000 on it.
$250.
You're happy with $250?
Yeah.
Well, it starts the second we walk in here.
You have to help, okay? L-I-N-D. Fiction.
Okay. You ready? Okay, this is looking good. I see an L. Oh, this is looking good. Okay, this is easy.
L-I-L-L. L-E. Ellen. It's gonna be here. It's gonna be here. Sorry. I can use it. L-I-N. Can you see it? It should be right here.
We've got $1,000 on it?
Yep.
All right. Okay. Whew. Admittedly a little nervous about this. If we win this, I think the game may be ours.
Okay.
Okay. When you're ready.
Go.
Something they might have put somewhere else. Go look for Australian fiction.
Okay.
There's the secret of Hanging Rock.
I'm trying to see if they have a large
print. What's this category?
This is large print. Maybe they have a version that's famous.
No, it's not. It's not on this shelf. There's none there. I don't know why it's not here. Oh, it could be in young adult. Go to young adult.
Okay, we only have 30 seconds.
Go to young adult.
I don't know where it is.
Teens. It would have been here. Sam, it would have been here.
We got quick. 5 seconds.
L, quick. Get L.
We're done. Time's up.
It's gonna be here.
Well, time is up regardless. Well, that's that. I mean, on to the next thing.
I'm sorry that happened.
No worries. What now? So, my thinking about tomorrow, we're sort of in the same budget realm as them, and therefore, I think we just need to be very smart about how we use our budget. It does look like, for what it's worth, they're down to 1264, but it looks like they're in the midst of a challenge. What that tells me, to be honest, I think they're playing pretty riskily. If they're staking $1,000 on a challenge... I think the best strategy is probably to be responsive to what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my mind, it's really just between, well, really it's between three things, actually. Do we go to Brisbane, and there's one clear flight at 10:30? Do we go to Victoria first thing? Or do we just give ourselves maximum flexibility by staying downtown, not booking anything, and just seeing what happens in the morning? Because, like, you know, if there's a great challenge flop, then it is maybe quite nice to do the challenges, boost our budget to some crazy amount, and then just dot around.
Well, this is the only place where we'll ever be able to do another challenge.
Yes, because we don't want to spend the time to go
anywhere else we go, we don't want to be going in and out.
How much budget they have in the morning, how much budget they earn in the morning, will tell us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll tell us what flights they can afford, what deposits they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And all sorts of stuff like that. So,
I lean towards maximum optionality.
I agree.
Stay in the city.
Because I agree. Because I think we have a lot of good options tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like we have a clear path to victory.
There's so many uncertainties.
So it's a lot down to like how their challenges go.
Let's keep our options open.
All right.
There's a huge pool of options. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know where we're going.
So,
but I hope their challenge is going poorly right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
95, 96, 97. Get ready. Stop. Ben. Oh my God.
Here, I'm counting in my head.
legit absolutely got.
I was at 27 minutes.
You would have lost.
Yeah. Yeah, just barely. Oh my God. That's insane. That's insane.
So Ben, what is that? $3,000?
That's a cool $3K in the bank.
And Ben, we now have $4,264. With our flight already booked to Brisbane. That is enough for us to do the whole run tomorrow and steal all three of their territories, I believe. What'd I tell you?
It's the desert power. We harnessed the desert power, as in Dune, as written.
We have cultivated desert power. Ben, the amount of desert power we've cultivated, unbelievable.
Dune, Dune,
Dune,
Dune,
Dune,
Dune,
Dune,
Dune, Dune.
Hello, YouTube. I am speaking to you from an undisclosed location to tell you about some exciting news. The finale is up right now on Nebula. You can go watch the finale right now on Nebula. You just have to go sign up for Nebula, and you can watch the finale
right now.
How
do they sign up?
You can sign up at nebula.tv/realengineering.
Nebula.tv/jetlag.
Go sign up at nebula.tv/jetlag.
What's the discount?
It's 30% off. No, it's 40% off, and that comes down to only $30 a year, which is like
what is the month?
$2.75. $2.50 a month. That's a great deal.
You should
go sign up right now and you'll get access to the finale. The finale is up right now on Nebula.
What else is on Nebula?
And there's also a whole bunch of other great content from creators that you
name
love.
Name three of them.
Lindsay, Ellis, Real Engineering, and
say another one.
Neo. Okay. And you can go sign up right now at nebula.tv/jetlag. Nebula.tv.
Tell them that it supports the show.
It supports the show and other creators, and it's the best way to get access to Jetlag the Game, and also our after show podcast called The Layover, and it's got Toby on there for one more episode. Nebula.tv/jetlag. Nebula.tv/jetlag. Go sign up right now.
Go.
Thank you for your support.